What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are well. Here we are, Engage, having a day. September 1st. Come on, Thursday. Can you believe it? Want to thank you guys for tuning in, making us a part of your day as we're in the booth today. And what a great week it is already. So we're going to jump in today. Can you believe it's September? Crazy to think. It's already happening. Fall is upon us. And by the way, Pumpkin Spice Latte came out yesterday. So that is incredible. Not to give a plug for Starbucks, but y'all know what it is. Here we go. Plank I. Scripture is going to be found in Matthew chapter 7, verse 5 today. And it says this. Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Jesus didn't say we couldn't remove specks from each other's eyes, but he told us that before we judge somebody else, we better look at our own heart first. We live in a world full of judgment. We judge people on everything. Angry Face posts this on Twitter and troll that tweet. The Lord warned us about this because if we're not self-examining first, then we won't be able to accurately judge anything. Check your heart and make sure that you're not ignoring your own plank. The reality is, before, we got to remove the blockage in our own life. People that yell and judge are usually the ones that are most blind. Remove the blockage from your sight first so you can see more clearly. Before you form an opinion or cast judgment, look around. Make sure you're coming from a place of love, humility, and meekness. Don't be more vocal about politics than you are about the love of the Lord. Be more passionate about the Lord than you are about any other opinion that you're putting out there. Remember, we've got to stop throwing stones and start speaking love, engaging heaven. Is there a plank that you need to remove from your eye? What is it? You know, I find this interesting because we live in this society, and I don't know what it is. You know, the internet's almost kind of like fueled this, but we get in a place where we think our opinion is, you know, what matters, right? We get in a place where we're like, well, you care what I know. Nobody's asking what you think. Just because there's a like and dislike button doesn't mean that you've got to, you know, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Matter of fact, when we live in a place where we judge first, it's a dangerous society we live in. That's why you get cancel culture. That's why you get all these mobs that are woke and going after you, because free speech and free thought is not allowed where there's constant judgment. And to be honest with you, dead religion's done that for years. Dead religion is constantly saying, look like this, act like this, do this. If you want approval, be this way. And you can't do that, friends. Not only you got to break free from religion, but you got to break free from judging other people. I will tell you, some of the most critical, judgmental people I know are paying a price in their personal life because they haven't dealt with their own issues. And so if you and I are going to walk in the power that God's called us to walk in, we have to deal with the issue of our judgmental hearts. We just simply can't do it. We're not meant to criticize every person. We're not meant to look at everybody else's life online and think that we have an opinion about it. You know whose opinion I want? Jesus Christ. You know whose thoughts I want to, you know, mend with? The Lord's. And so, you know, I remember years ago, I was in a service in Nova Scotia, and I think we were receiving an offering, and this guy stood up in the meeting. He was a businessman. He stood up in the meeting, and he said, I just want to tell you right now, this man of God was sent to here for us. He was talking about me, and I was a little overwhelmed, wondering what's going to happen. Dude was in a suit, looked nice. He said, man, I'm going to tell you right now, this man came from America, and I believe that God sent you here to Nova Scotia, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do right now. And he's making a big old scene. I'm going to give the largest offering I ever gave in my life. And I was like, wow, dude. I mean, you not only are you giving the largest gift you ever made, but you announcing it, bro. And he's coming across strong. We need to partner with the man of God. So I'm going to tell y'all right now, he's walking up to the altar where I was teaching with his envelope. And he's like, I'm going to be the first one to give a seed right now, my largest offering I've ever given to the man of God. And he goes to chuck it in the basket, and he missed the basket. It fell on the floor. That should have been my first sign, okay? Fell on the floor. Oops, picks it up, puts it back in the plate. Later that day, you know, they counted the offering. $10, friends. He gave $10. It was the largest gift he ever gave in his life. I'm not minimizing the gift, but I know for sure he had more than $10. What's my point? We live in a world that wants you to appear like you're something you're not, right? I'm going to wear a suit. You know I'm prominent, and I'm going to talk a talk like you think I'm blessed. And the truth is, people are fooled by it. People are constantly fooled by fake, by fraudulent, by non-authentic. You know how many people I know? You know how many ministries? They present something that's not really them. They don't really live this way. Their life's falling apart. Their marriage is falling apart because they're not authentic. They're not focused on what God's called them to do. And any time you build ministry off criticizing others, or you're online as a person criticizing everybody else, nothing's going to end well for you. I promise you. We cannot be a generation that is more known for what we're against than what we're for. We have to stop. I don't care. There's so many causes out there. I'm not looking for crusaders for what's wrong. I'm looking for prophets of hope, people that want to focus on what God is doing. Show me, speak to me how God is ministering in your heart to declare life and hope to the world we live in right now. That is the change we need to see. And so today, when we talk about this, we have to eliminate the criticizing, eliminate that nasty thing that would even want you to judge. You know, I remember years ago, I gave the church a rubber band. I said, look, if you want to go out and you want to be critical, here's what I want you to do. I want you to blast your wrist every time you say something that's off, like bang, you know, pretty self-mutilating now. And it's not the best move, but I handed rubber bands out. Everybody went out in their day. Friends, it was 2 hours. My wrists were red. Why? Not because I'm a critical person going around trashing people, but because every time I made an opinion, the Lord would say, that ain't my opinion, that's yours. Psh. Every time I say something that I felt, that ain't your opinion, that's not my opinion, that's yours. Psh. And I realized that you don't even realize how much we're just speaking our own thoughts in our own critical, you know, mindsets instead of the Lord. So today, Father, I pray for every person listening to the sound of my voice. I pray that we would use our mouth for good, that we would declare life, and that if there's anything critical or anything that shouldn't be of you, God, remove it today. We let it go. We take it out to live for you and to have a free mind like you did, Jesus. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. What a good word, friends. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, you can pick up the Engaging Heaven Today devotional. You can pick it up, rock along with us every day. We thank you on this amazing Thursday for tuning in with Engage Heaven Today. We'll see you tomorrow. I can't wait. Tomorrow's going to be incredible. We're talking about acceptance. We'll see you then.